Peg Four happening for the hobbyist as well.
Well, that's great, and yeah, the MPEG Four is going to be offer the free to air people a lot better picture quality on a lot of the channels, but also offer a lot more content.
Yes.
And speaking of content and allowing people to view what you do, you with Glory Star, I understand you're working with TBN on something special for people.
Yes, we've been working with TBN for about 18, 20 months now on developing a program called Second Chance. Second Chance is a program promoted by TBN to put channels, primarily Church Channel, JCTV, TBN.
Glory Star has so many channels, it's hard for him to remember.
But all of the, they're going to be offering a bouquet of four channels to prisons around the country, both state, federal, and local, at no charge. So these channels, we're putting together a very unique system. It's going to be called a compact head end in a box. So this unit is going to have four receivers, four modulators, and it will be able, when the installer shows up the site, they'll be able to tie in very quickly right into the existing infrastructure, whether that's from a cable provider or a satellite provider. They won't have to spend the time assembling all this thing. They'll just pull this box out and hook it up their laptop, program it for the channels, program the output. It's going to be an incredible cost savings and time savings, and it's all being really developed because we have a need with this partnership with TBN. And to partner with TBN, you know, to put Christian channels into all these prisons around the country, I mean, there are thousands of prisons out there, and we're very excited. We're just starting our first install. The first rollout is going to be in Texas starting this next month. Very exciting.
Well, that's very, very interesting, and also a great way to spread the word out there as well. And that's from TBN and Glory Star. That's coming. When's the first one coming out in Texas again?
Texas, they start installing the first of next month.
Wow.
And you can kind of say we have a captive audience.
I guess so. They ain't going nowhere, are they? You're listening to Satellite Guys Radio live from the 2008 Consumer Electronics Show. We are here at the Dish Network booth. We still got Parker here with us, and we got Goalie Bob who wants to talk about a few things as well. So here you go.
Hey, this is just live here at the show floor. We just found out that the TR50 is CNET's best of 2008. And if you want to go ahead, you can vote online at voice.cnet.com and make sure that you vote for the People's Choice Award for the TR50. And it's definitely a finalist, so go ahead and go to, let me pull out this address. It's http://voice.cnet.com.
Well, Parker, you got to be excited about that. That's a good award there.
Yeah, we're tremendously excited about it. You know, we're going to find out later on this afternoon if we win. We hope that we do. And, you know, I was talking to the guys over at CNET the other day, and they were talking about how excited they were about the product and that there was a lot of demand out there in the market for a product like this. So we're happy to be able to provide it.
Well, let's do this. Let's put the power of Satellite Guys to work for EchoStar. Since they let us sit here in the middle of their booth, we closed down one of their info centers here. With all our equipment, and let's give out the address again. Go vote for this thing so it wins the award. Let's see here, the address is somewhere on here. Okay, http://voice.cnet.com. Show the power of Satellite Guys. Go out and vote for this for the TR50. It's really, really unique. The fact that you can do a DVR, no satellite required to record digital off-air channels, I've never seen it before, and it's unique. And a lot of people are going to want them, especially in 2009 when digital transaction happens.
Yeah, it's certainly a one-in-a-kind product. Not only that, you get that EPG and you get that programming familiarity that you're used to with a 622 and a 722. And that's one of the common complaints with other DVR or other over-the-air manufacturers is you don't get that ease of use or anything. So definitely go out and vote for this. And it's definitely a product worthwhile. Then I would go out and get one as soon as they're available.
Yeah. Well, if you don't have the coupons yet, you can check online. We'll put the website where you can get your coupon from the government there to pick up one of the TR40s. And again, I play with a lot of them. I play with them here at the CES show. I play with them at the CES press preview in New York City a couple months ago. And the EchoStar product is entirely better than what I've seen the other manufacturers because it has the guide feature. That's the big deal there, the guide, especially when you have sub-channels. Now you can actually see what's on there, and it's unique. It's from EchoStar. We got a couple minutes left here, and just checking the screen here, see what we got going. And let's see. Oh, uplink change. Oh, it is Wednesday today. How about?
Oh, yeah. You know, it is Wednesday. I'm here at CES. We got DigiBlur back in the rear doing our uplinks for us. That's awesome.
Hey, if anybody reads DigiBlur's uplink report and you're in the chat room, if anything interesting is there, please report it to us because I can't check the website at the moment. Actually, guest 705, I think, is DigiBlur. Say hi to DigiBlur.
Hi, DigiBlur.
All right. Okay, we got some questions in here. I don't know if Parker knows this, but the 121 satellite for the Dish 1005, do you know when that's going to be replaced approximately?
No.
Okay. The big problem with the satellite launches is because of the delays at the launch sites, they really don't have an idea. It's up to the launch sites to get them off the ground. The satellites are all ready. It's just a question of getting them up in space. So we'll take that as the answer, and let's see if we have anything more here. People talking about free cocktails and things like that. Yeah, I haven't had too much to drink here. There's going to be a picture posted to the satellite guys later, I'm sure. We went to the Star Trek experience the other day and had the James T. Kirk, which is this big fishbowl with smoke coming out of the top of it. It's a Long Island iced tea. And that was more of a publicity shot than anything else. And of course, I drank it all, but don't tell nobody. We are here live at the 2008 Consumer Electronics Show. We got about 4 minutes left to the show. If you have any questions, please post them to the chat room. You can get to the chat room by going to blogtalkradio.com/satelliteguys. You see the chat button there. It's a green button. Click on it. Come on into the chat room. We have almost 40 people in there right now. Again, if you want to vote for the TR-50, it's voice.cnet.com. Vote for the TR-50. Put the power of Satellite Guys to work. Let's make this the winner this year for the consumer choice of the best new product at the 2008 Consumer Electronics Show. That's kind of neat there. Let's see what else we got going here as we get ready to wind down the program. Let's see. Any final thoughts for you guys, for Satellite Guys listeners for 2008 before we go?
I just wanted to say thanks a lot for coming out, and we appreciate working with you guys and all the emails you send me. Love responding, and I know you're out there for all of your readers to try and get information. We try and provide that. And it's going to be a great 2008 in terms of products, in terms of technology, in terms of HD. So thanks a lot. Happy New Year.
Thank you. And Jennifer, do you have anything to say to our listeners before we go?
Just keep buying our great products. So.
All right. That's Jennifer Deere from EchoStar Communications and Parker McConaughey. And one more question to Brian. Anything that you're looking forward to for GloryStar or for Satellite AV in the upcoming year?
You know, I think this is going to be a very pivotal year, like we talked about earlier, using the networks of people that we already do business with to explore new things like the ATSC coupon. You know, the MPEG-4 transition is going to be a big thing over the next couple of years. The use of in-house LAN for distribution of those signals instead of putting a receiver in every room, using, the technology. You know, we're really excited to work with Satellite Guys, to be a gold sponsor with you guys. We are involved with your site because of your stand on a lot of these issues. This is why Dish Network, this is why DirecTV are also in association with you, because we can work together to make this, make your site work, make the readership grow. Congratulations on going over 100,000.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a great year for us, and we do try working with everybody. Satellite Guys is here to help the users, but also help the satellite companies as well. We want to get the word out about the product because we all love satellite technology. Me being the nerd geek, the guy, I love satellites, and we're all Satellite Guys. That's why we named the site Satellite Guys. We thank you guys for your support, and thank you for being with us today. We're going to wrap up pretty soon here. We got less than a minute remaining. So, Bob, closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts is HD 2008 is going to be the year of high definition. Look for Dish Network to launch more channels as well as DirecTV, and I think by this time next year, we're going to be in a plethora of HD. And, just make sure that you just keep watching, keep it tuned, Satellite Guys, and we'll give you the latest and greatest as soon as we can.
Yep, and let's see here. I'm going to check the chat real quick. Quite a bit of changes, according to DigiBlur. It's all consolidation for the move of internationals to 118.7 and local removals from 105 and 121 is the main focus of today's uplink report. But again, we really want to thank everybody. We want to thank Dish Network EchoStar for having us here at their booth today. We want to thank DirecTV. We had a great meeting with them yesterday. Want to thank Satellite AV and Brian for coming by today. Everybody we met with. Bob's going to be doing an interview today with the CEO of Extreme HD. Look for that coming up probably next week because we got a lot of video to edit, a lot of video to show you, and we're really excited about it. And I don't know, we got about 40 seconds here left. It's 2008. Wow, I can't believe how fast it's gone since 2000, but it's going to be a great year for HD fans. This is going to be really the year of HD. DirecTV kind of kicked it off at the end of 2007, but 2008, no matter who you have, you're going to have a lot of HD content.
And just remember, is it real or is it HD?
Wow. Hey, we got something neat we're going to show you. I'm not going to give away the secret, but me and Bob are trapped in a TV set, and you'll see more about it in the next couple days. Keep watching for our videos. When we get back to our homes, Bob lives in Chicago, I live in Connecticut, and we got a lot of video editing to do. Thanks for listening, guys. Goodbye.
Blog Talk Radio.